Hello and welcome to the Small Church Mentor Podcast, where we work to empower the pastors, the leadership, and the members of small churches to be what God wants them to be. My name is Gary Fuhrer, and I have pastored a small church in Rockford, Illinois for about 17 years now, and I've seen ups and downs. And I remember one time my life's mentor came back from Southern Illinois, and he looked at me and he told me about a pastor that he had met on his travels, and that pastor was going through a hard time. And he looked at me, he says, he's going through a lot of the same things you're going through. And I realized at that point that there was a need for fellowship among small churches. Now, I'm not talking about the old fellowship like we used to have in a community of churches around this area, where they would get together and once a month or twice a month, one of us would host a group meeting. But what I'm talking about instead is just a place for one another to go to for encouragement, for help, maybe for some advice, or just to know that we're not alone. I met a pastor and now friend in Rockford, Illinois, about 8 or 9 years ago, and at a time when we had struggled and we had, in my own ministry, thought to myself, man, it'd be just easy to shut the doors and attend church somewhere rather than pastor and overcome a lot of the struggles. Well, they struggled with some of the same things we did, and they were faithful, and much appreciated having them there for me at a time when I struggled and was ready to quit. And so I had thought for many years now that it'd be great if we can form a community of churches and people like-minded in that we believe that God has called us to this small church, to a small church, that God has called us to be that which God has called us to be. Now, one thing I'll notice is that, I absolutely know for a fact that God has different callings on different people. In our church alone, we have those that function in a food pantry. We have those that go out on the street and minister on the streets, pass out tracts and talk to those on the streets. And some of them overlap ministries, but for the most part, they have their ministry. That's what God's called them to. That's where God's directed them. Now, they'll support the other ministries in prayer, sometimes financially, definitely encouraging one another. But as far as functioning in that role, they just don't. Us small churches, we're like that. We have our calling that God's given us. We have the directive. We have the direction that God's called us to. And sometimes they don't overlap. And so it's hard for us to look and say, well, we're going to fellowship with that church over there because our callings and our direction is different. But what we do know is that we are here in the place that we're in. We struggle sometimes. I remember I had just taken over the church, taken a pastorate of the church. I remember the previous pastor stayed and his wife. My wife was here, of course. I was glad she came to my church that I pastored. My sister and one other faithful brother was all there was. It was very discouraging to see, even though it's a small building, there were a lot of empty pews, a lot of empty seats. And I was really discouraged. And I remember those times that we oftentimes come to church and it was so discouraging, just one or two of us here, that a lot of times we just sat there and had what is now affectionately called the talking service. We're still not a big church, but we have grown quite a bit since then. And the kids sometimes they ask, well, are you going to have a talking service? Because they've heard about the old talking services you know, it was discouraging, and it would have been so easy to shut the doors. But we carried on, we pressed on, because God gave us a calling, and we wanted to be true to that calling. I remember one time an evangelist came in. I'm bivocational, which means I have another full-time job beside the church. And I remember when an evangelist came in and told me that when I grew in faith enough, I'd be able to quit my job and go full-time in the ministry. And I just kind of chewed on that for a little while and thought about that. But, you know, that wasn't who God called me to be. And maybe someday God might bring me to that position and that place in life. But God hasn't called me to be full-time in the ministry without another job on the side. And so I'm faithful to who God's called me to be. And so this first podcast that we're having, I'm sorry if it seems a little bit raw and unedited, uncut. I'm learning. I've been putting this off for several years, just nervous, not knowing what I'm doing. But I believe and I feel that the need is so strong out there for others who may be struggling, maybe, I don't want to say suffering, but to some extent suffering, looking out over your church and wondering, what can we do? God hasn't called me to grow the church. I never felt that God has called me to grow the church, as so many talk about it. And so I think I would like to have the resources that it would take to do more than we do. But I'm proud of our little gathering. Right now we sit about 30 to 40 people on a good Sunday morning. And so it's a very, very small church. And but in this small church, in this small group, we do house a food pantry, and most of the volunteers are from this group or friends of this group. We have a street ministry once a week. Several of the members go out on the streets and witness. We support send some support to the missions in Mexico and some to mission work in South Africa. So I believe in being true to who God's called you to be. And one thing God called us to be, and we'll get into this a little bit more in a little bit farther, but God's called us to be that storefront, mission-minded ministry church. And so that's what we want to be true to. I want to encourage you today not to let the pressure, and there's so much pressure on small churches, and it almost feels like a competition at times. And there's so much pressure on a small church to become like the bigger churches, to become more than what God's called them to be, or become different. Don't let anybody rewrite your calling that God has written for you. Be true to who God has called you to be. This is not a podcast to show you how to grow. I'm hoping that this podcast sticks around for a long time. I'm hoping to hear some of your voices. I'm hoping to hear some of your challenges, but I also want to hear some of your victories. I'd love to get to the point where we could spotlight churches that have been victorious, that are encouraged and excited about who they are. This may not be growing to a grand number, as we see so many churches. This may not be what God has called you to do. You may not be in your position to grow the church. I have several in the church that they have flat out said, and I partly believe it, that if we were bigger, they would have never started coming here. They just wanted that small group, that small family gathering. And I realized that one night, God was really moving in the service, and I really felt the presence of God. And I went around to everybody in that church service, and I prayed for everybody in that church service. Just me and them praying. And there was music going on in the background, and people were singing, and I just prayed for everyone. I realized then and there that if we had a church of 5,000, that would have never happened. So God can use you where you're at. It doesn't have to grow. God can use you where you're at. God can use you for what he wants you to be used for. You know, it was prophesied that Samson would begin to deliver Israel from the Philistines. It was never for Samson to deliver Israel from the Philistines. He was to begin to deliver Israel from the Philistines. Isn't that interesting when you consider and when you start to think that God didn't call him for something he wasn't? And that's what he did. And after he had fallen, and after he had struggled with Bathsheba, and then when the Philistines made sport of him, and he put his hands on the pillar of the Colosseum, and he pushed the pillars down, he began to turn a tide against the Philistines. He didn't bring deliverance, but he began that deliverance. Likewise, Saul was to be called to be king over Israel. He was never called to be a priest. But when he put on the ephod and he went out and acted as a priest, trouble ensued. Don't try to be what God has not called you to be. This first podcast, the mentorship advice, is to be true to who God has called you to be. It isn't shameful to be small. The beauty of growth is that you have more resources to do more for God. But there are other great benefits of being small too. I don't care how big or how small your group is. We started a food pantry with about 6 or 7 attenders at the church. I believe it represented about 4 households, and 2 of those were a fixed income household on retirement funding. I couldn't figure out how in the world we were going to open up that food pantry. But when you trust God and you believe in God, and when He's called you, He'll equip you. And we grew into it. I have 3 steps I wrote down to being true to your calling that I hope this will help you and encourage you. The first step of being true to your calling is knowing your calling. That should be a no-brainer, right? That would be something you would tell to somebody else. The first step of being true to your calling is knowing your calling. If you don't know your calling, then it's time to find it out. What has God called the church to do? You pastors out there, you feel called to be a pastor. Those of you attending a small a church, you probably feel in your heart that you're called to be attending that small church. Because quite frankly, most people would go to a bigger church and fit in with that excitement and that flow of a bigger church. But you feel called to be where you are called. We have personal callings in our life. But you have a corporate calling also as a church. And God wants to do something in your church. If you don't know what you're calling in, then it's time for you to figure it out. I found 3 areas easy. I found 3 ways to help figure out what the calling is. And see, I'm fortunate because I grew up in the church that I now pastor. And so the first step that I believe strongly is you need to know what that church history was. Opening up an inner city ministry when you have a rural church probably isn't going to really cut it. What is the history of that church? It's a dangerous thing to walk into a church and to rewrite their history and make them something that God didn't call them to be. That's why it's so hard for pastors of maybe a denominational type church where they rotate pastors. You lose sight of what God's called that local assembly to be. What is the history of that church? What have they traditionally done? I alluded to the fact that our church started out as a storefront mission church. It literally rented a storefront building. And that was where we had church. We're now in a different type of building. We're now in an actual store or church building. But we're still right on a thoroughfare, almost inner city type neighborhood. We still run a food pantry. We have a clothing room. We have street ministers. We're very transient minded, if you will. So first of all, you need to know what the history of your church is. Secondly, what do others know about the church? And that's even harder. And most of the time, that would take you to the place where maybe previous attenders or people that's visited. What do they know about you as a church? And then the third one should go without saying, but I have to say it. Pray, 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 and then listen. Listen to God define the church for you. If you stepped into a church and you haven't been there long, you really need to listen. Listen to the members, listen to those that's visited in the past, listen to what those around have to say about the church. More importantly, listen to what God is saying. Because sometimes the members lose sight also. The second step of being true to your calling is informing those around you of your calling as a church. Form that community. Form that group. Others need to know there's power in that unity. And others in the church need to know who you are, who God has called you to be. We need that unity. We need that direction. Unity is very powerful. As a matter of fact, there are gang members around this great city of Rockford. There's gang members around causing horror in people's hearts because of the violence that they're doing. They're in unity, and they got a whole city up in uproar. Negative things can happen in unity, but so can positive things. There's power in unity. And so, by all means, please get others on board with that calling that God has given you. This may take a long time. But when you can bring others on board to what God has called you to be as a church, then you have unity. And when you have unity, you can fulfill that calling that God has in your church. The third step is to act on that calling. And this may require a bit of faith. I already mentioned several times the food pantry that we have. And one of the reasons I mention it so much in this podcast is because that's part of who God has called my small church to be. And by the way, let me let you know that when I say my small church, I'm not trying to be possessive as much as I'm trying to be a defining. It's a small church I go to. That food pantry became such a big part of our small church. But I didn't think for a minute we'd have the funding or the resources to actually start a food pantry. My wife and my sister really pushed. And I think the time that really put me over the edge where I said, let's do it, is when the founder of the church, the pastor for 19 years, my life's mentor, looked at me and he says, you know, we started out and we always kept some food in the kitchen and some clothes in a separate room for those people that would come in and need something to eat or something to wear. He said, that's how the church started. And he didn't say it, but I felt in my heart that if that's what God started us as, that's what we need to be. Now, churches can grow. Churches can move on and churches can mature or walk into other ministries. I get this. I understand this to be true. But there really wasn't much of anything else going on in my small church. And so I realized that we haven't been fulfilling any calling. And so therefore, we needed to do something. We needed to function. We needed to walk as God wants us to walk. I hope this helps you, and I hope this will be the first of many more podcasts to come. I'm sorry about the crude recording. We'll get better with time. Let us know you're out there. Let us know you appreciate it, and we'll continue on. God bless you.